Shalom to his friends. This year should be a special schus for Simcha ben Echagitl, for Rachel ben Geula, and for Tzvi Moshe ben Eitan Avram Alevi. It says in the Torah in Shmos Yud Zayin to Zayin, Ki Yad al Keis Ka, Milchama Lashem ba'Amalek, Midor Dor. Rashi explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore She'ein Shemo Kshalem V'Kiso Shalem Ad She'imach HaZecher HaMolek, that God's name will not be full in His chair, His throne, will not be full until the name of HaMolek is eliminated, is destroyed. That's what it means, Ki Yad Al Keis Ka, in other words, the case, there's no full Kisei, and there's no full shame. It's not Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's just Yud and then a Hey. And it's not a full Kisei, it's just a Kaf Samach, and there's no Aleph at the end. That we're missing from the shame, and we're missing from the kisei. They're not going to be full until Amalek is destroyed. So we have to understand this properly. What was the great sin of Amalek to the extent that kiviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to swear that ultimately Amalek is going to be liquidated? Why did they do that? It was so terrible. Not only that, we have to understand why the mitzias and zecher of Amalek prevent kviyachol the shlemus of the kisei aloki. Why is there no shlemus to Hashem's kisei until Amalek is destroyed? What is the kesher? Sevishin say, what's the connection between habatalia that Hashem's kisei isn't shalem until Amalek is eradicated? When the Jewish people left Egypt after the Aseres Hamakos and after Kriyas Yamsuf, all of the nations were afraid. They all knew that God, the God of Israel, is greater than all the other gods. And nobody could start up with the Jewish people. When Amalek came towards them in war, this is a melchama of Mesiris Nefesh. And really it was suicidal, because they were giving over their souls for sure. Who's going to start up with the Jewish people? They have God on their side. Amalek knew that they don't have a chance in this war. And nevertheless, they risked it. And why? Because they wanted to mix up the Jewish people, that they shouldn't have a complete hold on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and on Kedusha. When Amalek saw this strong kesher, this special kesher that the Jewish people had to Kedusha, they understood that if this connection continues, the Jewish people are going to go greater and greater, and they're going to leave everybody else behind. So Amalek is Reish is Goyim Amalek, they're called by Midrachav Dalet Chav. They were Moser Nafshem Lamos in order to shake the foundation of the connection of the Jewish people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to plant within them this impurity, that you're really not so holy, you're really not so pure. So they started up with us in order to break our special kesher with Hashem. Mita Keneged Mita is going to be the onus of Amalek Lasid Lavo. We have the Tikkun HaShalem, and everybody is going to recognize the Malchus of HaBorei Yisbarach. Everybody is going to have some sort of achiza, some sort of hold b'sharish HaKedusha, as it says Yismachu v'iranenu le'umim, Tehillim 67:5. However, Amalek is not going to be included in this. Yes, le'umim, the nations are going to be Yismachu v'iranenu, they're going to be happy and rejoice, but not Amalek. Dafka, because Reish is Goyim Amalek, because they started up with the Jewish people, they didn't want the Jewish people to have this connection to Kedusha, which is really the connection of Kedusha for the whole world by the Jewish people. Therefore, their sad ending is going to be Acharito Adei Oved. In the end, Amalek has to go down. The tachlis of this Shavua is like every Shavua. We make a shvua in order that we don't change our minds. If we're afraid we're going to change our minds, we make a shvua, and this oath etches it in stone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol himself was chayev to take a shvua that he's not going to bring the tikkun hashalem, and he's going to hold back this situation that we all wait for and anticipate, that the goyim will recognize Malchus Shamayim until Amalek is destroyed. Hashem wanted to make sure kiviyachol that he would do it. That's the lesson for us. Amalek, who wanted to destroy the Jewish people in Minas Shoresh, is never going to have a connection to the Shoresh. So it emerges then that the more the Geula comes close and the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes clear, the name of Amalek and his memory is going to be erased more and more. And that's shot in the Pasuk, V'hayab anich l'cha Hashem Elokecha mikol ha'ivecha misaviv. In other words, when the Tikkun HaShalem comes, so that's a clear indication that Timche es Zecher Amalek. In other words, that you've been Zoche to erase the name of Amalek. If Hiniach Lecha Hashem Elokecha Mikol Oyvecha Misaviv, that there's a Tikkun HaShalem, so that's an indication that the name of Amalek is destroyed, because that's what Amalek is fighting against. So according to this explanation, the words Timcha, Zecher Amalek, are not a tzivui. It's a nevuah, it's a haftacha to the Jewish people that they're going to come to this place. And therefore, if you want the revelation of God's holy name, you also anxiously await the erasing of Amalek. Because Be'emes, Hava Hatalia, Amalek is about the name of Hashem not being recognized in the world. And erasing the name of Amalek is that the name of Hashem should be recognized in the world. We also understand now what their terrible sin was. How do they have to be completely destroyed? Because they didn't want us to have a connection to the Shoresh HaKadusha. So these words were all based on the Heilige Heilige Sasemes, Tav Resh Lamed Zayin, Parshas Zachar, Dibur HaMaschil, Timcha Zecher Amalek. He writes, Hu Haftocha Gam Kein. Timcha Zecher Amalek is not just a tzivui, it's also a haftocha, it's a promise. Shebnei Yisrael Yimchu Es Shemo B'li Safek. The Jewish people will without a doubt erase the name of Amalek. Aval Kefimash in Eskayim V'haya B'Niach. To the extent that we have V'haya B'Niach Hashem Elokecha L'cha Mikol Ha'ivecha Misaviv, the less that we have enemies around us, in other words, we're coming closer to the Tikkun HaShalem. So Kach Miskayim Mechias HaMalek, that is a kiyum, a fulfillment of Mechias HaMalek. The less enemies there are around us to bother us and to fight against the name of Hashem, so to that extent, Mechias HaMalek is fulfilled. Uksiv, ki yad al keis ka, Perish Rashi, nishba kodesh baruch hu shein shmo shalem v'kiso shalem ad shimach zecher HaMalek. God swore that his name and his throne are not complete until the name of Amalek is wiped out. Perish. Ki Amalek not maser nafsho l'ra, af ki yadash esofo li'ibud. Amalek was maser nefesh. They mamish gave over their lives. They went on this suicidal mission to fight against the Jewish people, even though they knew what was going to happen at the end. They'd be destroyed. Avol rotza la'arbev es b'nei Yisrael. But they wanted to mix the Jewish people up. V'lachein zescharo, Shelo yiye lo chelik b'kedusha, and therefore this is their quote unquote reward, that they shouldn't have a chelik in kedusha. So that's why v'achariso adei oved, in the end they have to be destroyed completely. Timcha zecher Amalek. They wanted to make sure that we have no connection to kedusha. They wanted to be ma'ar beivitz b'nei Yisrael. We shouldn't have clarity in our belief in Hashem, and therefore ultimately they're going to be destroyed. Tehine kol ha'umos yesh lem k'tzas sharish b'kedusha. All the nations have a connection to Kedusha. Uksiv azafoch el amim safa brura. It says in the Pasuk, in Sefer Tzvanya, Pere Gimel Pasuk Tet, I will take all the nations and I will change their words to words of clarity. They should all call the name of Hashem, serve Him together. So in the future, all the nations are going to call out of the name of Hashem. In the end, all the nations are going to know that kingship is God's. Like it says in Tehillim that we quoted, Aval the nations are going to rejoice ultimately. Aval Amalek yimach shemoy lo yeh lo chelek b'zeh. But Amalek is going to have no portion in this, because Reishis Goyim Amalek, since they started up with you at the beginning, b'acharis se'adei oved, their ignominious end must be that they're going to be destroyed. V'lechay nishba kodesh baruch hu shlo yatiku nashalem. She'akiru kol ha'umos es kavodah b'shmo agadah baruch hu. Therefore God had to swear k'viyachol that there should be no tikkun for the world, that the nations know about the honor and glory of God until Amalek is destroyed, k'dei shlo yamalek b'chlal, to make sure that Amalek isn't included, v'lo yizke liros ha'emes. They shouldn't see the truth, because they don't deserve it. They are the arch enemies of Malchus Shemayim. L'chein yishem etzapel epirsim shemo agadol baruch hu metzapel emechias amalek yiha bahatali. And therefore, if you want God's name to be recognized, at the same time you have to want the destruction of Amalek. Svasemis continues, kedaka b'kodesh, talking about Shabbos. Shabbos humein olam haba v'yesh bo k'tasis galus kavodi yizbarach. Shabbos, the taste of the world to come. There's a little bit of the revelation of the glory of God. Achu behester beinu v'emenei Yisrael, but it's hidden. The revelation of God is hidden. It's just for us. Beinu v'emenei Yisrael osi li'olam. V'lechein az nimcha shmo behester gamken. On Shabbos there's a hidden mechias amolek, and that's included in v'ayah v'haniach Hashem elokecha l'cham mekol evechem yisaviv. Now we have this rest, and we have a revelation of Hashem, and therefore we read Parshas Zachar about Mechias Amalek on Shabbos. Gam ki b'Shabbos misyachtim b'nei Yisrael liyotz echad v'azayin lo shlita t'chsiv kol anech shalem acharecha. Shabbos we have unity, and then Amalek has no power. It says kol anech shalem acharecha. Aval klal Yisrael eni yochel liga. V'atam ki shemo yisbarachu b'soch klal b'nei Yisrael v'sham nimcha shemo shal amalek v'chein tzivi Yaakov kinusa v'kinus banav yitzilo. So when there's kolenech shalom acharecha, when we're not connected, then they have power. But when we're connected as a klal, then Amalek has no koach over us, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was part of the klal b'nei Yisrael, and that's when Amalek's name is erased. That's what it says by Yaakov, Bereishis Rabba, Peidalet Aleph, Bezakaya Tzilucha Kibbutzecha, and at that pasuk, Medrash Darshins, that the kinuso, the kibbutz, the kinus, the gathering, and the gathering of your children is what saved us from Esav. So this unity is what saves us from the Goyim, from Amalek, and that's what Shabbos is. And Memela, Shabbos is the best time for Mechias Amalek. So that was Sfas Emes. Tafresh Lamed Zayin, Dibor Maschil Timche. There's a sefer called Sifsei Das, which is a wonderful commentary on the Sfas Emes that I use to help. And other commentaries being written that have already been written and being written on the Sfas Emes. And we should be zecha always to be mamik more and more in his beautiful words, and primarily to elevate ourselves, to remember what our purpose in this world is, Pirsum Shema Yizbarach, and know the importance of Mechias Amalek, and be zocha b'karav mamish l'kiyom ha'avtocha, like the Sfas Emes says, t'avtocha timcha zecher Amalek. We should be zocha to the kiyom ha'avtocha b'meheir v'yameinu, b'viyas m'shiach z'kenu. Shalom, shalom, sweet his tamatz.